What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing? Oh, my gosh. Listen, this is my 21-day challenge of podcasting. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing my journeys and everything with y'all. So make sure y'all listen, all right? Episode is up next. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Oh, my gosh. What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know that y'all are out there just being so thorough and so wise doing all of that. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Huh? Come on, tell me. Because y'all are out there listening to me. No, I'm just messing around. Not yet. Because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. God is so thorough and so wise. Oh my God, I can't wait to tell y'all what he done did. Lord have mercy, he's so thorough and so wise. But that is the first reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being thorough and wise. Because you know, God made you that way. Now the second reason is because y'all are listening to me. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I put it all out there in pieces for you, right? And then, of course, I gotta give a shout out to somebody else. You know these people in this group. You know my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on and say it with me. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. So listen, if you're just coming over to the Just a Touch of J experience, you like, wait a minute, hold on. What's up with this girl? She over here giving a shout out to her haters. Why? What's going on? Okay, let me explain it to you. All right. First of all, this is Just a Touch of J. And I puts it out there in pieces for you. Okay. But what happens is when you're shining bright. Bright, bright, bright like a diamond, right? God is basically like putting you out there in pieces for everybody. So what he does is, you know, he let that this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. That little light on the inside of you start shining bright like a diamond. And he start putting you out there in pieces for him, right? And then they come over like, wait a minute, is that my boy over there shining on that? My girl over there shining on him? You know, because they hate it, baby, right? Shout out to the haters' passion drink. But anyway, y'all can check that out on the Just a Touch of J app. So they come on over because they trying to figure out what's going on, right? And basically what happens is God prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies, the naysayers, the disbelievers, all those people, right? And you shining real bright. And they paying attention and they wind up getting blessed by the message. So you never hate on them, okay? Never do that because they need this work too, okay? So that's why I say, hi, haters. Cause y'all need this work too. Yes, they need this work too. Can't discriminate. All right, so look, have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Oh my gosh, if y'all have, y'all seen the latest news. Y'all have seen the latest news, and mama got to drop a dime on you about it. So, y'all know, last Monday, they gave me the results on what was going on with me, right? I gave y'all episode 13, 14, basically 15, right? We get up to 16 and 17, start having issues with my app, things like that. You know, the devil is a liar. But I'm putting things out there in pieces for y'all, right? So, my doctors basically urged me, please, 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 we think you have been exposed to mold and fungus really, really bad because your system and stuff is just a little jacked up. Like certain things was just so off, but they wasn't supposed to be like that. But then it was good, but then it was like bad. But it was supposed to either be all bad or kind of like all good. And mine's like bad and good. You know, this just such a baby. I'll put the pieces out there differently for you and explain it to you another time. But, you know, what happened is they're like, we think you've been exposed to something. So I'm like, nah, I ain't been nowhere. You know, I just be in the crib. I be chilling, you know. It's corona. I ain't trying to catch that. You know, I'm trying to get my health together. They like, no, but my health been good. Then my health been bad. My health been good. Then my health been bad. So they like, you know, we want you to go ahead and take these mold plates and put them in your house. And I went ahead and did that. And if you went over to My Name Is RONI76 or Instagram, baby, you will see the results of those tests. Mama had to put that out there in pieces for you. Okay, so check that out. Because I got a story to tell y'all like Biggie. All right. But anyway, we moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. Okay. And I got to talk to y'all about making love in B's Kitchen. Have I been making love in B's Kitchen? No. I don't even live at my house anymore. Okay. Because of what's going on. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm downtown Atlanta chilling. Up in a nice little suite, okay? Just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Anyway, but I will be making love in B's Kitchen, you know, up in here, you know, definitely. Okay, I'm gonna be doing a little something, okay? I tried some things today as far as making love in B's Kitchen was concerned. Didn't really do too good, kind of had a little histamine go off. Try duck fat. You know, I wouldn't eat duck fat before, but you know, I need these good fats. So they suggested that I go ahead and try duck fat. I think what I'm going to go ahead and do is get some duck, go ahead, do that, get the fat from the duck, then go ahead and just freeze it, and then just have my old duck fat. Because this is just a touch day. All that, when they be processing and doing stuff, I wasn't never into them pieces, okay? But God been landing on my heart, though, something about making love in B's Kitchen. To take pears and put the pears inside my little coconut thing and make, like, little coconut treats with the pears. So, look, I'll let y'all know how that work out, okay, for me. All right? So, this is just a touch of J. Like I said, we moving on over to the left, okay, to the left and to the left and to the left so I can shine bright, 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 bright like a diamond. I be cracking myself up, y'all. I'm so crazy. But anyway, look, we're going over there. We're going to talk about the Just a Touch of J app. The Just a Touch of J app had to get updated, y'all. I didn't even know that we was on like 3.6. This is supposed to be on like 4.0, child. I'm wondering why my notifications, things ain't going off. They like, we got to update it. We got to submit it back to Apple. Make sure Apple do everything that they supposed to do. So we just waiting for Apple to hit us back. And then when Apple hits us back and says it's all updated in the App Store, you guys going to be able to get everything that I've been putting out there in pieces for you that I thought you was getting. But we working on it, we fixing it, and it's just a touch of J, baby. We sliding on over to the other left. You know, not the right, but the other left. Look, we got to talk about Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Now, the place that I'm at now, amazing gym. Now, look, you know I got to be careful, but I think I'm going to try to go down there because I promise y'all that I will go ahead and start doing weightlifting this week. And trust me, mama got to start doing something because, child, this is just a touch of J. I rested all week like they told me to. Okay, and now it's time for me to start doing other pieces. So we're going to see how this works out. And I'm going to let y'all know. And here go my daughter talking about something. You want me to go ahead and bring your weights and stuff and your waist trainers and everything? And I'm looking at her like, yeah, what she trying to say? You know, I'm trying to gain my weight back. But what she trying to say? I can't be lazy. Whatever, y'all. Look, Y'all will be able to see me working out pretty soon at all my Just a Touch of J fitness pieces. And shout out to you ladies for purchasing them. Yes, like I said, this is Just a Touch of J. We got J's fit. We got Taylor's fit, his fit. We got Just a Touch of J's fit. We got all type of fits coming at you in pieces. Waist trainers, thigh trainers, all that. Y'all already seen them. Link in the bio. Okay, link in all my bios. It's my link tree. You get to purchase it. And you know what else you get to purchase, y'all? My Just a Touch of J cannabis papers. Yes, if you have been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, you will see them too. I put them out there for y'all in one of the videos. You know, when I was putting myself out there in pieces, baby. And I'm still going to be putting myself out there in pieces so y'all can see this transition. You know, I just love it. I love my transparency. Y'all so used to me seeing me, you know, one way, made up, just right, you know, and everything, you know, got to be put together. But now I'm showing y'all the raw, that what can happen when your pieces get out of order, okay? And I want y'all to see this because it can happen to anybody. So this is Just a Touch of J. We're going to talk about one other thing. Beat Break Radio, right? I keep trying to tell y'all I'm be doing a 411 entertainment segment in the morning time. So make sure y'all check me out on there. Then we got the Just a Touch of J show on the late nights. We're going to be doing a little love, making it, all that stuff. You know, like Donny Simpson, BC on the late night, back in the day, baby. Oh my God, this is Just a Touch of J. I can't wait to get y'all them pieces. It's going to be so sexy and so sweet. We can talk about relationships and all the love stuff and the love jacket series and everything, man. Like I said, I'm going to say it one more time. You ready? This is Just a Touch of J. Well, not one more time, but for this segment. And I'm just trying to put that all out there, pieces for you, all right? So look, link tree in the bio. Pay attention to My Name is RONI76, the Just a Touch of J app, all the social media, Twitter, Tumblr, everything, Google Just a Touch of J, y'all. It's out there in pieces for you, all right? Now look, I got a story to tell like Biggie. So this is episode 18, and I'm not going to act like I ain't like a day late or something, but something happened, child, and I got to put these pieces out there for y'all. Like, it was so much going on that I literally was just like, oh my God, I got to record for my babies, but it was just devastating to me. So I told y'all that they had me put the mold plates out, right? Chill. So you put them out, and you're allowed to let them sit out for like 96 hours. Really, you could tell within 48. So I tell my daughter yesterday, I said, you know, we got to go ahead. We got to put, no, not yesterday, day for yesterday. I said, we're going to have to check these mold plates. That was Friday. I said, we're going to have to check them because, you know, they've been sitting out for the time frame. And, you know, it's about that time. So she said, Mommy, I don't really want to check them because if they come back with mold on them or something on them, that means everything about to change. I said, I know, baby. I said, but at least we'll know what's going on because I hadn't been feeling good. And my doctors, like I said, they've been saying, I think you've been exposed. Like since November, they've been saying this. And I kept saying, you know, I don't think so. I ain't been nowhere. You know, I've been chilling. They like, I don't know. Have you been exposed? Everybody. I'm like, ain't nobody been exposed no more. Mm-mm. No. How could that happen? My house is brand new. Hell, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. No, I don't know nothing about them pieces. Ain't no mold nowhere, no nothing like that. So when I go ahead, we put this stuff up there. My daughter does it and everything. So she goes up there and she gets my child. She pours it down. It's like five different type of mold in a little peachy dish. And I'm like this. This is Just a Touch of J. These mother child. Every curse word that I could think of came to my head because all I could think was, that's why I'm so ill. I got fungus inside of me and mold all up in me because these people who built my house messed up them pieces, baby. So that's why I give y'all the episode 18 and you just getting it now and it's really supposed to be 19, okay? And tomorrow you're supposed to get 20. But bear with me. I told y'all, look, it's 21 days of podcasting. I got you. So I had to get everything together and get up out my crib, okay? Which is called house for y'all, you know, in other countries and things like that. I had to get up out of my house, okay? I had to move up out of my house. And then get this, my daughter's been exposed. It ain't just me. See, they wasn't in the home like I was in the home. you know, they was going back and forth to work, and I was working from home. So when you working from home, you home like basically all the time. And I wasn't trying to be out in that corona. So, you know, I was basically in the house 20 something hours out of the day chilling. Normally, y'all know, I travel 8 months out of the year straight. I'm flying back and forth to work. I'm in and out of hotels. I'm never home. So this was like the first kind of like year time where I'm home. You know, work from home. Then I collect my little partial unemployment. You know, look, this is just a touch of that, baby. Y'all know about the pieces I put about there already, okay? But I do what I do from home. Anybody out there got something going on like this? Like, you know, you do what you do from home, and then all of a sudden, like I've been telling y'all, your pieces is all out of order. But, like, you just get some devastating news, like, kind of how this was devastating. Now, I was okay with it. Like, I was mad and upset, but I wasn't, like, what the, like, you know, like, falling apart. You know, I was more so, like, crying, like, thank you, God, for showing me what had happened. You know, because God had to reveal this. He had to put it out there in pieces for me. This is what he tell me to tell y'all. See, some of y'all don't get this. This is what I need you to get. This is what I got, okay, out of the whole thing. When there's a problem, there's an answer, okay? There's no problem out here that you can't solve. Every problem has an answer, okay? There's an answer to every problem. So I'm like, okay, that was the answer. That was the answer to the problem that I had. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you literally, like, you got a problem. You over there focusing on the problem instead of the problem solver, which is the answer, God. You know, because he answers all things. You know, he says, I am God. Is there anything too hard for me? You know, I will not leave you. I won't forsake you. I promise I will be there with you. You might go through some stuff, but I'm there with you. You know, but sometimes these problems come up. And we forget that he is the answer. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, I'm serious, because I told you I almost forgot about it. I had a whole nervous breakdown last week. Like, oh, my God, please. That's what episode 16. God, tell me, please tell me. Like, seriously, I was crying. I was reaching out to social media and everything, y'all. This is just a touch of J. I don't even be putting my pieces out there like that. I was like, y'all, please pray for me. I just can't take it. I need to say it. Call my girlfriend up, somebody. She like, girl, you got this. I'm like, I don't know. People was like, they said they was feeling my energy. Like, they wasn't even around me. They knew I was just going through something. Like, it was like, I don't want to say nervous breakdown, but I just was to the point last Monday where I just could not take it no more. I said, God, I just need you to tell me what it is. I feel horrible. But for some reason, I kept feeling like it was my environment, though. This is just such a J. But I thought it was more like my dog, you know, stuff like that, messing with my histamine. Had no idea that it was straight mold and fungus. Oh, my God. If y'all can see that, oh, y'all got to go over to Make a Love Beast. My name is RONI76 on Instagram. And just look at one dish. It was three dishes, but I showed y'all that one. Oh, my God. So, look, today what happened is that I had to have somebody come out to the house. So, they comes out to the house and they test the sample of the air. Chill. This is just a touch of J. Wait till y'all see all these pieces. That's all I want to tell y'all, okay? That's all I'm going to say. You want to know why your girl lost all this weight and why I look like I look? Mold and fungus toxicity in your home. Be careful out here. It'll mess up your gut and it'll mess up your insides. It causes you to have leaky gut, permeability, and all this stuff because it messes with your bacteria. It throws your bacteria off. You know you have to have good bacteria and bad bacteria. It took away all of my good bacteria because it gave me all this fungus and yeast from the mold. That's why when I was trying to eat, like, you know, I told you I don't got a sweet tooth, but I would like bacon, things like that all the way up until this time was happening. Lord knows how long it was going on. But I was baking and stuff, and I would be like, dang, I can't use this sugar, I can't use brown sugar, maple syrup, honey, nothing. I was getting sick, like having like an allergy towards it, and it was weird because I had an overgrowth going in my body. Didn't know. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what's going on with these pieces, child. But look, we know now, okay? We know now. Any of y'all out there going through something, like, literally you didn't know but you know? Well, look, I'm excited. You know, I got to get myself together, you know, and I got to work on these pieces. So y'all keep me in prayer, but I'm excited. And I want you to be excited too, because when there is a problem, there is always an answer. You know, there's always an answer. Like, there is. You have to be so optimistic. And you might be like, Jay, hell. I was talking to my cousin on FaceTime last night, y'all. Shout out to UD. I love her. She helped me create the Haters Passion drink. Make sure y'all check that out on Justice Touch Jay app and on Black Vibes. Get that recipe. Hook it up. Because there's a lot of haters out here and they need that Haters Passion drink so they get their life ordered. You might need it too. Okay, but look, I was talking to her last night on FaceTime. I said, cousin, I'm going to FaceTime you. She said, cousin, I'm trying not to cry. Because she saw how skinny I was. How sucked up I was, my collarbone and all that. She was like, cousin, oh my God, cousin, no. I'm like, you see how my face broke out? She like, cousin, I'm trying not to cry. I said, don't cry, because then I'm going to cry. So we can't cry together. I'm coming up out of this thing. But I want you to know that sometimes your pieces get so messed up where you start looking at yourself and just start looking at the pieces like, oh my God, like how I was last week. But you got to remember, when there's a problem, there's always an answer. This is just a touch of J, baby. I don't know who out here going through it. I keep trying to tell y'all somebody out there going through, because I know I'm out here going through it. So somebody else out there going through, because God keeps telling me, put it out there in pieces for them. Like your whole life had to change. Like I literally had to like leave my house today. I can no longer go back in my home. And look, and this is my thing. I can if I want to, but you think I'm going back there? Chill, this is just a touch of J, baby. I ain't even going back there. And then my poor dog was in there with me. Oh my gosh, chill. We ain't even going to say class action. We ain't going to say lawsuit, none of that type of stuff. This is just a touch of J, baby. But please believe this. Please believe this. Somebody going to pay for these pieces. But anyway, moving on over to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. God set it all up. Now, look, you might be like, God set up stuff. It's all for his glory. Okay? That's why you got to shine bright like a diamond. You got to put it out there in pieces for him. That's why he put you on display. You got to say hi, haters, and stuff like that. Never get mad, because they need this work too. Somebody needs to hear my testimony. Somebody needs to know that they're going through stuff too. And this too shall pass, and they will get through. So I don't want to talk to y'all about too much and nothing. Just to let you know, if you got a problem, just know it's an answer to it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things going to be added unto you. See, I focused on God, and it was hard sometimes, y'all. Oh, my God. I'm like, you couldn't have chosen me for this. Like I don't want to say I'm vain and stuff, but I am beautiful, you know? Like, God put these pieces out there, you know, clap, clap, clap. I don't want to say, like, I wasn't doing 400 upper body, 400 lower body movements, 400 air movements. Child, look like I ain't did no movement. Look like I'm like whole 80 years old body wise. No lie. I can't wait to show you the pieces. Like, seriously, like my chest, I don't have no breasts no more. My butt is just like wrinkled like an old lady. Like, I barely can walk some days. But it's okay. You want to know why? Because it's for God's glory. Now I can tell you that. Now you can see me transformed. You can see how he's going to heal me and how I'm going to come back. Oh, this is just a touch of J, baby. How he gonna put me back to pieces together? And then y'all gonna be able to see it. You gonna say, well, if God did that for her life, I know he could do it for my life too. And then I learned a lot. Oh my gosh, humbled me. I learned who was there for me. Oh my gosh, I'm talking about my girlfriend today gave me $400 right here. Somebody else, take that $600 there. I was hitting people up when they told me that I had to leave my house. Like, you think you could help me? They was like, sorry. I was like, damn, I thought you was my peoples. I mean, I understand, you know, because everybody can't do everything. But I know how I am. My heart is so big. I would let anybody do it. Look, I got a little corner you can sit in. Hell yeah, come on over. You what? You know, that's me. That's how I go. Nobody comes before none of my peoples that I love. But this is just a touch of J. Like I'm saying, it taught me things. Just like how what you're going through. Because come on, we all going through something. It's teaching you things. Where there's a problem, there's an answer. Just that's what it's teaching you. When there's a problem, there's an answer. You can't give up because there's an answer. Okay? You can't. You can't quit. You can't give up no matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it is. There's an answer. Okay? So don't be so down on yourself. Trust me, I got to tell myself this too, child, because jeez. This is just such a day. This is the second time I washed my hair. I washed my hair, but this time I washed it with my braids in because I got cornrows in my hair. My hair done got so long, child. I got cornrows in it, y'all. So I went ahead and I just washed it, and I got to wash my hair. I can't use shampoo yet. So I use it with my lavender soap and stuff. And I just washed it with that. And I just rinsed it off and then blow dried it a little some. But my hair had fell out. I showed my cousin how my hair had thinned. She was like, oh my God, cousin. And I said, look, it's going to be okay. Because when there's a problem, there's an answer. God is the answer. If you get into his presence, he'll give you the presence. Listen, oh my God, I need you to hear this when I tell you this. I was begging him on last Monday. God, please. Child, told y'all. Listen, child, y'all was in there. You would have been like, call the people. She has lost it. She's falling apart. I was in there crying, telling them, thank you, God. But at the same time, I just want to know what's wrong. Go to the doctors about an hour later. They like, this was wrong with you. Then they tell me, just put these mold plates out there. I think this was wrong with you too. And I go ahead. Now, what I'm telling you is that you see how God showed me what it was? Because I sought him first. I seek ye first the kingdom of God. I didn't try to figure all that out on my own. I'm like, God, I need you to reveal it. Sometimes you just got to go get down like that. You got to plead your case. You got to let him, you know, because he kept telling me, this too shall pass. And he tells me all the time, this too shall pass. Don't worry about it, girl. I got you. This ain't nothing. People go through worse things like this. People be like in car accidents and stuff, wake up like 6 months later, 3 months later, a month later, or weeks later, and was in a whole car accident, don't know nothing. A whole lost 200 pounds, 100 pounds, just messed up, got it. Feed to try to, you understand what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that's going on out here. People get ill, they get sick, you know, coronavirus. The guy who just came out to my house, God's telling me to tell y'all this, who did the air sampling and stuff, he was like, they tested him for corona 4 times, told him he didn't have it, but it was in his lungs. This is just a touch of J. Any of y'all out there feeling like y'all don't have it together, but you still know you got an issue that's going on? But he had a problem. And there was an answer to his problem. It's always an answer to the problem. That's all I'm trying to tell you. This is just a touch of J. If your pieces are all scattered all over the place, just remember that. Okay, and I don't got nothing else to tell y'all. That's it. Besides the fact that I'm going to keep on shining bright like a diamond, I'm going to get my life in order and everything going to be okay. And you're going to see it. And you're going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I remember how Jay was. And then all of a sudden, something happened to her. And she just like evolved into this magnificent, you know, creation better than she ever was. And all she keep talking about is how good God is now. Yeah, because I'm going to keep on telling y'all how thorough God is. God is so thorough and so wise. Oh, my gosh, child. I went from eating 50 calories a day to being able to eat everything that I wanted. Well, not everything that I want to eat, child. Nowhere near everything that I want to eat. But I can eat 3 turkey thighs. I eat like 3 turkey thighs a day. Don't ask me how or why. I just swear it's too much meat. But then God keeps telling me that's what you need. So I keep on saying, okay, well, that's what I can eat right now. First, I could only eat ground turkey. I remember when I lived off rice, white rice, no salt, no nothing. Now I could put salt on the food. I can't put that else on there, but I could put some Himalayan salt. This is just a touch of J, baby. Do you understand what I'm telling you? He'll give you what you need. He's the problem solver. Okay, I don't know. I got to keep telling y'all this because, listen, I couldn't walk. Now I can walk. I couldn't stand up. My vision was messed up. I couldn't see. Oh my gosh, y'all. Look. This is just a touch of it, baby. Skin was so clear. It's so just smooth. Now it's just no. Them pieces ain't there no more. Okay, but I can't wait till they are. And I always keep trying to tell you all this because I want you to know that sometimes the predicament that you are in, you're looking at it. But you have to remember that the predicament that you are in does not define your destiny. It has nothing to do with it. Nothing. You could be just one situation away from your life just being totally different. It doesn't define your destiny. So when people try to judge you and they try to go ahead and they look at where you are right now and they think that that's what you are, they're blinded to things. because they don't see that there could be a future. There's always a destiny. There's always a purpose for your life. And there's always an answer to your problem. Okay? So look, that's all I got for y'all. I don't got nothing else for y'all. I ain't going on no more. I'm going to go ahead and chill. I will give y'all episode 19 and 20 tomorrow. Okay? And then also, I'm going to be doing a 411 segment too on Beat Break Radio. So that's going to be put out there. And I got a few recordings I'm going to do. But I'm going to chill up in this nice, amazing place that I'm up in. And I'm going to relax, baby. I'm going to take me a bath and everything. And look, I don't be taking no baths no places, but you know, this is something dope right here. Mama got to go ahead and just lay back and something, just chill, you know, and do what it is that I do, baby. Do what it is I do. Heal. Let God heal me. I'm still taking my antibiotics, y'all. I did pretty good with that. I don't know what day this is. I think this is day 5, but I'm doing half of a pill. The 800 milligrams. She wants me to do 400 in the morning and like 4 at like kind of like in the evening. So, you know, I take it with food. So I'm doing good with that. Bactrim is what I'm taking. And then she wanted me to go up to 800. Now, when I got tested on the 800, I couldn't stand the 800 yet. But she said, we're going to see how we work our way up. So I'm going to let y'all know how that's going. I'm still taking my 2-a-day vitamin. And I'm now taking my probiotics 3 times a day. Okay, because they tried me on the other probiotic and I was messed up for like 3-4 days. Child set off the histamine, just all jacked up. And I've been eating bejeweled dates, medi-jeweled dates. I don't know why I keep calling them bejeweled dates. Remember the medi-jeweled dates I told y'all I love and I was eating? No, child, I had one today and I don't know what happened. It like had me all jittery and all jacked up. I was like, I ain't messing with them dates no more. So I'm so sorry. I can't do it. Only date I'm going to be on is when someone take me out once I get my pieces together. Because this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm going to be stepping out this thing. And y'all going to be like, damn, I didn't even know she could do it like that. And I'm going to be like, I tried to tell you, I want to shine bright, 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 bright like a diamond. Okay? And do what it is that I do. I want you to keep on watching. I want you to keep on listening. I want you to see what God's going to do in my life so that you can know that he could do it for you too. He is a way maker. He is a provider. He is a healer. He is your answer to your problem. All right, so how y'all want me to end this? Y'all like it when I do it like that? Okay. Y'all want me to get y'all the Barry White, Janet Jackson voice. All right, now you ready? Get it together so I can give it to you, all right? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, my day was amazing. You know, my day was amazing. I got up, I did everything that I had to do. You know, church was good. Did like 3 church services. Had the people come out to the house. Couldn't wait to just get away from it. You know, and now I'm chilling. Up in the suite, just having a good time, you know, do what it is that I do, babe, my food, you know, everything. Gotta take my probiotic, did y'all the podcast, gonna take a nice bath tomorrow, because tomorrow, y'all know I told y'all I'm doing them magnesium baths and stuff, because I be having these muscle spasms sometimes, and please pray for me, because I had them today, child, but that probably got something to do with all that yeast and that mold that's up in me. Lord, child, y'all pray for me. Y'all keep on praising God for this healing, okay, because he's doing it, all right, because look, he's so thorough and he's so wise that he put it out there, like, girl, let me show you what they got going on up in this house for you. He put it all out there for me, you know, but he allows things to happen for a reason. All right, just remember that it's a problem, there's an answer. Now look, what's the first thing that I tell y'all when I'm up out of here, huh, when I'm getting ready to end this thing? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. And don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise, because child, last week I was trying to tell y'all, I was like making myself feel like I was not thoroughly wise, you know. But on the flip note, on that one, As I always tell y'all, don't make nobody, you know, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't throwing wise. And don't do it for yourself. My daughter, y'all, I gotta give a shout out to my daughters. Yeah, my daughters got my back. My daughters got my back. There was a time when this started happening when I didn't think they had my back. I said, you motherfucker. I was ready to tell their ass off. They was treating me like whatever. Like, mom, you okay? Because they so used to me, you know, being all right. But now, you know, we're going through the doctor's appointments and all that stuff with me. Like, they know. Like, this is the issue. And then my baby girl, Rye, like, she the youngest of them all. Like, my baby girl, just right now, just me telling y'all, just getting ready to bring tears to my eyes. She been holding it down. She like, mom, you got this. You gonna be okay. You beautiful. You pretty, mom. You got this, mommy. Everything gonna be good. You know, I got you straight. Making sure I'm straight. Like, let me make sure I do this for my mom. Like, she got my back when I tell you, like, you know what, mom? Don't worry about nobody who ain't gonna be here for you. You gonna be good. Watch. She said, you watch how they be all up in your pieces later. She just keeps on encouraging me. And I just want to fight so hard and keep going. When I look at her and I see how young she is, she takes me to all of my doctor's appointments. She sits there and she endures everything that they tell her. And she there like she got my back. So I'm saying all this to tell y'all, it's that sometimes you just got to be around people who really help you remember how failing wise you are. When sometimes you make yourself feel like you ain't that failing wise. Okay? Now look, the second thing that I tell y'all is, shine on them. Cause they hate it, baby. And live your best life. And do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. You better shine bright like a diamond on them. Man, please. You better let that light shine. You better know who you are. Like how I tell y'all, this is just a touch of J. Because I know who I am. Y'all know I put it out there peace for you, baby. So look, last thing I tell y'all, okay. Because I do feel good about myself and my life. Especially now that God done put them pieces out there, child. But when these tests come back, because I got to get this mycotoxin test. I don't even want to know them pieces. But look, you got to spread love, okay? And I'm trying to spread love to y'all. Because I tell you all the time, it's the Brooklyn way, man. And this is just a touch of J. It's all about reciprocity. You give and you receive, okay? Like, God don't get nothing out of preaching and all of that. Like, the preaching is like, yeah, but it's like worship. You know, you give and you receive. Okay, he tells you, listen, I will not be mocked. Whatever a man reap, if he soweth. A woman, whoever puts something out there, you're going to get what you get back. You are. You're going to. There's no way you could avoid it. Good and bad. So spread love. Give everybody love. The world needs love. That's all I know with that song. I don't know that. This is just a touch of J, baby. I hope y'all got these pieces. So look, quick recap, because I'm tired. I didn't sleep too good last night. Just after that whole mold and fungus thing, just knowing that it's all up inside of me, and just all that. And my daughters was exposed. I was just up like, oh my God, I'm ready to race up my neck. But like I said, and I told y'all before, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I shall repay. He gonna put it out there in pieces for whoever ain't do their job and had the house all jacked up. And now we all jacked up. My dog jacked up too. Jeez. So, quick recap. When you are jacked up, when you got some things going on, all you got to remember is that there is a problem in your life, that there is an answer. Don't give up. Don't quit. Okay, see it through. So you could be like me. You know, shout it over so they can hate it, baby. Okay, live your best life at whatever state you in. Okay, and just remember the last thing. The predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. You got to look at every negative situation and you just got to call it a liar. You know, you can't believe that crap, that BS is going on in your life. You got to know, like, you know, God got a purpose for my life. He got a plan for my life. I'm going to be just fine. Okay? Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep on fighting. Believe. Shout out to TD Jakes Believe, man. I tell you, that thing on YouTube, y'all better check that out if you ain't ever see that. That thing will get you through any of your hump days, all right? So look, I'm up out of here. I'm going to be trying the new, I'm going to be doing it. The new Toxic Prevent, because I already took the other one. I'm getting ready to take that one this week. The new one with the colostrum in it that helps the stomach and the leaky gut and all this stuff repair. So, you know, we're going to see how that work out. I'm going to tell y'all, so y'all get ahead and get y'all those. This German product that clears up and it binds all the toxins and everything that's in your body. And guess what, y'all? This is what God had told me to tell y'all earlier before I go. Got to tell you this, right? So remember, I told you I was having a mast cell activation and it was going off. It was going all crazy. And like I couldn't see, I couldn't walk. My legs cramped up, everything, which is horrible. So God told me to do certain stuff and I did this stuff. And then after I did it, it stopped the mast cell activation, right? Now look, listen to these pieces because I'm listening to what God tells me to do. So it stops. And I'm like, what the heck? So then God says, I need you to share your testimony now. Go on social media and ask everybody to pray for you and share it on all your stories and stuff. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I just damn near feel like I just lost my whole life with this mast cell activation stuff going off. And you want me to go ahead and share my story and start asking people to pray for me? All right, God, just because you stopped it. That's what I'm thinking to myself. Look, this just a touch of Jay. I do what he tell me to do. A lady actually responded and said, oh, my God, check it out, y'all. It's on the post. Okay, she lives in Switzerland. I told you this before. She tells me, you need to take Toxic Prevent. It's going to get out all the histamine out of your body. Oh, my God. She said like 90-something% of the histamine. She was telling me how she had an issue. She let me call her and everything. So, look, when I call her, we on the phone and she's telling me everything. And I said, listen, lady, I got to give you my testimony. Let me read you my scripture. She going to go like this. She started reading the scripture. Like, she started quoting the scripture as I was reading it. I said, oh, my God, this is just a touch of J. God, you really put this out there in pieces for you. And I told you that scripture, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow seed nor reap the harvest nor gather the crops into the barns. But yet your heavenly Father still feeds them. Oh, ye of little faith, don't worry about what you're going to eat or your clothing or any of that. Remember, I told y'all he gave me that scripture the week before this happened. Child telling me, don't worry about what I'm gonna eat, don't worry about my body, don't worry about my clothing, don't worry about nothing, just focus on him and everything gonna be okay. She started basically reading the scripture to me. I mean, started reciting it as I was reading it to her. Now listen, this is just a touch of day. This is where the toxic support comes in, because she tells me to go ahead and take it. So I take the toxic support, right? When I go to the doctor's last week, you know, my doctor was so happy. Oh, my God, you're taking something that's going to bind everything up. Oh, my God, I'm so happy you took this. All from me listening to what God tells me, had told me to do. You get where I'm coming from with this before I get up out of here? I listen. I could have been like, no, I don't feel like going ahead and sharing my testimony. I just went through all this. But I did what he told me to do, and it led me to the lady. Okay? And actually, doing what he told me to do caused the mast cells to go off. And then he told me to go ahead and share my testimony. And then the lady saw it, and she said, I only responded because you put Jesus up there. Because you talked about God. I told God that if he healed me, that I would help other people get healed. So she tells me about the Toxic Prevent. The Toxic Prevent binds mycotoxins. That's what's in my body. Mold. That's in my body. And yeast. This is just a touch of J. Do you hear that? I took it for 30 days before I even went back to the doctors. I'm on my second batch, and it was binding up the stuff that was already on the inside of me. Now, you can't tell me God didn't go ahead and set that thing up that like that. Come on, he gonna set it up for you. All right, so you got a quick recap. I just want to give you that testimony. You see how thorough and wise he is? He got me going ahead, going through certain things so I can put it out there in pieces for you. So when he healed this thing and this thing is completely whole, the way he told me it's gonna be, you're gonna see that he'll be able to help you too. Where there is a problem, there's an answer. Okay? Now look, I'm about it here, man. I love my babies. And I'll be back. I'm about to make me something to eat because I'm still hungry. When I got something else to say. All right? I love y'all. Give you 2 episodes tomorrow. I'm going to try my hardest to do it. Okay? Bye-bye. 1 minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
you. Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of check.
Ladies, y'all hear that? I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of check. Pieces for you. Pieces for you.
This is just a touch of JP.
Come on.
All you need is just a touch of check. Baby, like it when I do it like that. Baby, like it when I do it. We all know I'm feeling wise, right? My baby, like it when I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
When I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
Y'all like it when I do it like that. Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love Beast Kitchen. Food thing. Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby. And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Ladies.
All he needs is just a touch of check.
Ladies, all he needs is just a touch of J.
This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?